Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You are listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. This is the bonus post live stream episode, so we won't get into it too much. I'll just get to it. This is, if you didn't tune into the stream, it's me, Chino, and Emil joining you on a Thursday night. And we got a few things to talk about that we did not have time for noong live stream. First off, the Judgment Day story with R-Truth is still happening on Raw. And this time, they've kind of floated the idea that R-Truth is just playing dumb and playing them for fools to, you know, make the whole faction implode. Right? So last week, they jumped him. And then this week, he still thinks he's part of the group or part of the group, quote unquote. It seems like he's trying to tear it down from the inside. And Michael Cole has, and The Miz as well, has brought up the idea na baka sinasadya ni R-Truth to. So the question I have for you guys is, if it turns out that R-Truth isn't actually the Village Idiot and he's been playing all of us the entire time, does that still make him appealing to you guys? Emil, what do you think?
Hell yeah. Yes. I actually don't like the whole dumb thing. Kasi talagang, it doesn't make sense to me that there's someone out there who's that dumb. So okay. it's like he's way too dumb. And I'm thinking it's a reverse psychology thing.
But now it could be the reverse.
Because now it's really obvious. It's obvious now.
No, because they made it obvious.
You know. So if it turns out that he's just playing them all along, that would like that. That's smart. Kasi a lot, nagoyo to si R-Truth. So it actually makes him look smart, and it's a character development thing. Now, if it turns out that he's just playing them all along, so I would like it. And you know, I know inisip ko maybe Awesome Truth will go after the tag titles at Mania. So that's the way to do it, I guess.
Chino, as a comedian, is it still as funny kung hindi pala bobo talaga si R-Truth?
Yeah, I get where Neil was coming from. I can understand the logic behind that. But what I don't understand is the motivation that R-Truth has to break up the Judgment Day.
Kasi ina-attack siya.
Gets ko yung ina-attack siya, but then he all of a sudden naging super jinx na siya bigla.
Baka may backstory siya.
Nag-plot na siya ng dema. Diba parang hindi wala yun sa history ni R-Truth eh. He was either a hip-hop wrestler or yung village idiot. Diba? That people are calling him out to be. So,
the conspiracy theorist.
Diba? Conspiracy theorist. Exactly. Diba? Yung mga characters niya don't really run in the same circles as conniving villain, diba? As the guy who wants to plot Judgment Day's downfall. So if this is the route that they're going to go, I wonder what the end game would be for R-Truth. Kasi hindi naman siya sadista lang na, oh, inupakan ako, therefore, diba? In this current day and age of wrestling, the Triple H era, feeling ko they need deeper motivations than that. And especially with the Judgment Day, which has become this dominant super group.
I can see a reason for R-Truth, a storyline reason for him to, you know, yeah, finally come to his senses and start playing the Judgment Day. Right? It's I think it's one of those things that you finally bully the simple kid too much. Tapos he fights back because he does feel that he's getting bullied. Right? Whether or not they go there, I think if they do, it solves my problem from before. And I bring up Kona. This is too weird for the Judgment Day, who's supposed to be a super serious stable, right? And, you know, having the comedic antics of R-Truth kind of undermines what you're trying to do. But if this happens, I think that that'll save the whole past 3 months or past 2 months of R-Truth and the Judgment Day tolerating him. So I hope that's what happens. R-Truth can be this year's Sami Zayn for all we know. Yeah, that was talking about Emily. He's gonna have he and Miz are gonna do the WrestleMania tag team match, literally copy paste from last year.
All right. Well, yeah, diba? Yeah. I'm looking forward to the end game of this. Yeah, I feel like you're in your end game. So
all right.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita kits!
Okay, next from NXT, Lola Vice nung Vengeance Day, she tried to cash in yung title shot na napanalunan niya from the Women's Breakout Tournament. So for those who aren't keeping up, the Breakout Tournament title shots are functioning now as Money in the Bank style championship matches. So that's how Obafemi won his championship, the NXT North American Championship from Dragon Lee. And for Lola Vice, she tried to cash in and did the Seth Rollins thing, except unlike Seth Rollins, she lost her shot. So the question is, was that a good move? I'll start because I have thoughts about it. I feel like Lola Vice is marketable, yes, pero she wasn't like on the level of Roxanne Perez and Lyra Valkyria, diba? So while you have like Lyra still be the champion and then Roxanne challenging for it, parang wala kang space really to picture Lola Vice as the NXT Women's Champion. Like she's not there yet, unfortunately. I don't want to drag her down, but she just isn't there yet. So it's a nice way to utilize the shot, and then it's a nice way to have her lose properly. And then not have her win a championship that she doesn't deserve just yet. So what do you guys think, Gina?
I feel like it was a waste of a rub. Said by doing that, she gets the Seth Rollins rub immediately. Right? But I don't think it was the right way for her to do it. I feel like if they had made her sit on the title shot a little longer until after this Lyra and Roxanne and even Tatum Paxley feud wraps up, doon na siya magsistrike and then she wins the title, it'll be a lot more believable for me, for the fans, because at least yun, she's earned her stripes by then, diba? All that waiting, tapos na yung feud niya with Electra Lopez, maybe she gets into one or two more feuds down the road before she strikes and cashes in on the contract. Doon mas believable na yung character ni Lord, because she is, like you said, bro, very marketable. Diba? She has a huge social media following. She's a decorated MMA fighter or an experienced MMA fighter. So, may route sila to build up on that. And then having her win the title at the right time only cements that. So, I felt like it was a waste of an opportunity with the triple threat cash-in.
Same, sobrang sayang. I mean, they could have hold off on her cashing in the title shot. Say, I think it's way too early for her to be champion. So, I wish they could have built her up a little bit more. You know, may, ano naman nata to, may, yung title shot is good for like months or even a year. So, they could have waited for a little bit more. Because
I don't think they established that rule kasi. Parang recently lang nila sinabi na, okay, you can cash it in at any time, but nobody actually said na you can wait a whole year until the next breakout tournament.
Saka, saka ano eh, para, like the Seth Rollins thing is in kayfabe is a high risk, high reward move. Kasi if you cash in after the match, you only get a one-on-one. Pero if you do that in the middle of a match, there's a big chance that you lose kasi it's a three-way. You don't even have to be pinned to lose the match. So sayang yung title shot niya. Like, that's the problem I had with it. Maybe it's a clean way. It's a way for Roxanne to lose, but still hindi parang for her to not lose cleanly. For Roxanne to not lose cleanly kasi it looks like they're gonna still have a second match at Stand and Deliver, but that was a little bit off to me. Now she in kayfabe, it doesn't make her look like smart by using that in the middle of a match.
No, it was smart. It's just that she wasn't good enough to pull it off.
You know, she should have known. Like she
believe in yourself, diba? Wala kang believe sa sarili mo. Eh, mas mahirap nga kung one on one, diba?
Alright, that's fair. But that's how I was thinking about it. You know?
Yeah, I guess. Okay, last thing from NXT and the last bit that we have to talk about here. We didn't talk about this a lot nung picks of the week and weekend reactions kasi marami nangyari, but the Wolf Dogs, Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin, they won the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic and they get their championship match next week against the D'Angelo family. So first things first, Bron has been doing the MVP thing, which is what I wanted someone to do. I forgot who. Andrade to do. So he's scouting both offers from Raw and SmackDown from Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis. And it's not made clear as to where Baron Corbin fits in all of this. Because as we all know, Corbin is already a main roster talent. Tapos, if they become, whether or not they become champs, if Braun goes up, does Corbin go up with him or maliliguak pa na naman siya at mawala na naman siya sa shuffle niya? So, what do you guys think? Are they going to pull the trigger on the Wolf Dogs championship run because of these extraordinary circumstances that we could probably thank Brock for? What do you think?
I'll make a brave suggestion here and hopefully magdilang anghel ako. But I say Braun chooses neither, becomes NXT Tag Team Champion, and chooses to stay in NXT. I feel like that way you can still involve Baron Corbin, because I don't think he has a place when he gets called up anyway, diba? Unless tag team niya sila, diba? Or yung another caveat here is Braun goes to the show that has Baron Corbin with him, diba? Baron Corbin was on SmackDown before he got called back.
Yeah, and we don't know where he was drafted.
Diba? So, wherever Baron Corbin was, doon si Braun. That might be part of the contract he looks for. Either scenario I choose always involves Baron Corbin because I feel like they struck gold with the Wolf Dogs here. And it would be a shame if they just break up just because Bron Breakker gets called up.
Yun na nga eh. Medyo masayangan ako if the run ends here because they have been getting cheers from the audience. Even though they were heels, they started this tournament as heels, but as they went along, they became babyfaces, or at least
they're not quite babyfaces because they still attack.
Oh, pero yeah, the pero guys, they're getting over, and it's like mas sayangan ako if one of Ron goes up without Baron. So yeah, I actually like them to be caught up together, but again, you need to do the effort to explain why they're a team on the main roster. Because not everyone watches NXT. So, kailangan explain why they are the Wolf Dogs and why they're a team, how they became a team. So, if they're going to do that, they really have to make an effort. But I think, you know, give them a title run here. It's due. Like, medyo matagal na din yung title reign ng D'Angelo family. They have been holding the tag team titles for a while now, so give them a bone and maybe think about what they are gonna do in the main roster in a couple of months.
Yeah, I agree. I do want the Wolf Dogs to continue being a thing. Now that Chino mentioned it, parang hindi nga nila kailangan mag main roster just yet because I believe the whole flirtation with the main roster call up was a last minute thing kasi hindi na pwede si Brock, diba? So you don't have to adjust long term plans just yet. It's just a nice thing to introduce or reintroduce and familiarize yung Raw and SmackDown audience to Braun Breaker. Right, so we'll see, I guess. We'll find out next week on NXT. Right, that's it for our bonus post-livestream episode. So make it a quick one. We know you guys got other podcasts to listen to, not necessarily about wrestling. So we'll leave you here and see you next week in our audio-only episodes and our Thursday live stream. So for my fellow podcasts, Chino Liao, Emil Nate, Stan C, and Rowan ASH, who are not with us tonight, this has been Romaran, and this has been another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. WWP out. See you later, Outcast. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.